Life Audio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Photos of Candace Cameron Bure and her family attending wedding spark criticism. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. After some photos of Candace Cameron Bure received some rude and negative comments online, the 45-year-old actress fought back. Recently, Candace Cameron Bure shared some sweet photos of her family members at a wedding that they attended over the weekend. Candace and her daughter Natasha wore beautiful red dresses in the photos, and her husband, Valerie Bure, and son, Lev Bure, both were in suits. Her other son wasn't there since he was away at college. What took the Fuller House star by surprise was all the negative comments that were left by her Instagram followers. One individual wrote, "Supposed to avoid red at weddings. It's a power color steals spotlight from the bride." Candace responded by saying, "Different style rules in Los Angeles," and added a winking emoji. Another person commented, "I don't get why guys don't wear socks with a suit. It doesn't look good." Candace came back with, "In your opinion." And when one person wrote, "The no sock thing is very unattractive," Candace gave them a piece of her mind. She said, "Comments like this are unattractive. People enjoy style in different ways. It's not always necessary to share your opinion." All of these negative comments and critiques frustrated Candace when she was just trying to share a nice photo of a special moment with her family. She added a note to her post in response to the criticism that read, "Don't poke Mama Bear. Some of you still need to learn manners. Don't like? Scroll through. Some of you ruin the fun of sharing on social media for everyone." Social media can sometimes bring out the worst in people. May we all commit to being kind to one another and using our words to build others up, online and in person. God-fearing actor Denzel Washington warns about spiritual warfare in the last days. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Actor Denzel Washington, a Christian, has some pretty solid advice regarding spiritual warfare in the last days, and what he says is powerful. Denzel Washington, a Christian, knows Jesus needs to come first, but that line of thinking tends to go against the self-focused mindset of social media. And that's why two-time Academy Award-winning actor Denzel Washington is warning people against the trap of self-obsession. These days, older and younger generations alike are letting social media and the internet have a massive influence over their lives. But Denzel Washington, who describes himself as a God-fearing man, reminds us that God's word is the only source of truth. "This is spiritual warfare, so I'm not looking at it from an earthly perspective," he explained. "If you don't have a spiritual anchor, you'll be easily blown by the wind, and you'll be led to depression." Looking for validation on social media is a dangerous game. And actor Denzel Washington applied a biblical lens to the world's increasingly unhealthy me-first attitude. "The enemy is the inner me," the Christian celebrity pointed out. "The Bible says in the last days, I don't know if it's the last days, it's not my place to know, but it says we'll be lovers of ourselves. The number one photograph today is a selfie. Oh, me at a protest, me with the fire. Follow me, listen to me," he continued. "We're living in a time where people are willing to do anything to get followed," Denzel explained. "What is the long or short-term effect of too much information? It's going fast, and it can be manipulated, obviously, in a myriad of ways, and people are led like sheep to slaughter." Actor Denzel Washington is not the first Christian celebrity to speak out against the influence of social media. Joanna Gaines opened up about the pressure of social media and how it began robbing her of joy. And the issue inspired Kirk Cameron to produce a documentary educating parents on the positive and negative impacts of social media. The bottom line, according to actor Denzel Washington, is to use social media as a tool, not a means of determining our self-worth. The best ways to combat the pitfalls of social media is to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. No amount of success or adoration here on earth will ever compare to what awaits us in heaven. That is where we set our sights. Actor Denzel Washington put it this way in regards to heaven. There are going to be two lines, the long line and the short line, and I'm interested in being in the short line. For many, updating and checking in on social media has become a daily task, but we would be better served focusing that time on a daily spiritual recharge through prayer, Bible reading, or similar Christ-centered activities. You have to fill up that bucket every morning, Denzel explained. It's rough out there. You leave the house in the morning, here they come, chipping away. By the end of the day, you've got to refill that bucket. We know right from wrong. How refreshing to hear such faith-filled words come from a Hollywood actor. This world is full of so many distractions, and this powerful message from Christian celebrity Denzel Washington is yet another wonderful reminder to put God first. Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Matthew 22:37.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.